The evening heated up as the candidates for sheriff took the stage amid a small crowd of Pinellas County residents. Randall Jones is the Democratic candidate for sheriff, who served in the sheriff's office for 18 years. When asked about how racism within the sheriff's department will be dealt with, Jones said it will not be tolerated.
When you look at us, I want you to see only one race. I want you to see green and white. You look at the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office. I don't want you to see a black deputy. I don't want you to see a white deputy. I don't want you to see a Hispanic deputy. So anyone who engages in racial acts, they will be dealt with harshly, swiftly, and probably find themselves in an unemployment line. We are about the citizens. We will practice professionalism over profiling.
Greg Pound, the write-in candidate, spent the evening accusing incumbent Jim Coates of profiting from corruption within the sheriff's office. He said Coates traded his authority for money. Pound responds to the racism question.
I believe what's going on in the African-American community, their American dream has become their American's worst nightmare. These people want people who will defend their rights, and they're not getting it. And the people in Pinellas County are not being served by our sheriff's department. The rights are being violated. There's cover-up going on in the sheriff's department. Jim Coates knows that there's false police reports being filed. He knows there's corruption going on in the sheriff's department, and he's a part of it because he's getting the money.
Jim Coates said that as sheriff, he has reduced crime by 27%, and having served 37 years with the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office, he held the position that he was the most experienced and therefore the most qualified. Randall Jones begged to differ and argued that crime has only gone down 24% in 2006 through 2007.
What he failed to tell you is that the most violent crimes in this county are up. We have crimes of robbery up, aggravated assault up. Crimes of burglary. From 2006 to 2007, we had 633 more burglaries in this county. The crime index was only down 1.1%.
And while property taxes, tax exemption, and low housing value were some of the main issues discussed among the candidates for property appraiser, former appraiser Jim Smith and his land scandal became the hot topic. Last year, Jim Smith sold his property to the county for four times its assessed value. Pam Dubov, former chief deputy for Smith and the Republican candidate, received some heat from Democratic candidate Ben Friedlander for her association. She was asked how she would avoid any similar occurrences if she was elected.
No property appraiser from the office will be permitted to appraise a property that they own. I can't undo a sale that took place. I did not have a role in that sale, and I can only account to you for what I will do in the future to avoid that kind of problem.
For the position on the board of Pinellas County Commissioners, several matters of concern that were raised included youth programs, curbside recycling, affordable housing, and budget cuts. Democrat Paul Matten of District 1 is running against Republican Neil Brickfield, who did not participate in the forum. Matten's slogan reads, "A businessman and a business leader," and said that the last thing Pinellas County needs is a professional politician. Matten said affordable housing is a top priority.
We don't need more condos. We don't need million-dollar buildings. What we need to do is provide affordable housing for our nurses, firemen, and police. I'm working for the taxpayer, not for the politicians.
Republican candidate Nancy Bostock is running against Democrat Renee Flowers in District 3. Standing proudly in her place, Craig Bostock filled in for his wife. Renee Flowers of St. Petersburg said that during budget cuts, it takes a lot of consideration to determine which programs and their departments can withstand the reduction. But making sure the citizens are the least affected is crucial.
You want to make sure that you are not reducing the quality of customer service that the citizens are going to get. And I think that's number one.
Incumbent Karen Seal and Democrat Norm Roach are the candidates for District 5. With the rise in juvenile crime in Pinellas County, the candidates were asked how they would deal with the issue in light of youth programs that have ended due to previous budget cuts. Norm Roach, who serves on the Circuit 6 Juvenile Justice Board, said that youth programs are the last that should be cut.
We've got 42 departments in Pinellas County. There is no reason whatsoever why we don't have a very effective apprenticeship program there. I think the county should work very closely with the school board and implement a journeymanship where those kids who may not be going to college, but indeed, as Ms. Flower said, can have a tremendous career in other areas working with Pinellas.
Republican Karen Seal addressed the issue of the lack of curbside recycling in St. Petersburg. She said that her involvement as county commissioner has launched a countywide recycling program over the past year that is still being worked on. Curbside recycling in St. Petersburg, Seals said, would most likely occur on a monthly basis and is important for the overall well-being of the county.
Right now we have about 1.2 tons that of waste that go per year into our landfill, and we need to address our landfill so that we can reduce additional waste going there. So we can save about 40,000 tons per year if we recycle and we do it diligently.
Early voting begins October 20th, and the general election for these local positions will be held on November 4th. For WMNF News in Clearwater, I'm Conchetta DeLuca.